How much do you trust the people moving through the world around you? Do you lean on the side of skepticism, or do you place a lot of confidence in the people you meet? If you don't trust people and call yourself a skeptic, you're in line with how most of the country feels. The share of Americans who generally place trust in others has fallen to 30% since the 1970s, when nearly half of Americans trusted others. There are many factors fueling this rise in distrust. Some experts have suggested economic instability, increasing diversity in the US, technology, but the real culprit seems to be political polarization. Trust is a necessary part of relationships. And while a bit of healthy skepticism might prevent you from falling into a scam or unsafe situation, a life of cynicism closes you off from really meaningful relationships. So how can we extend just a little more of it? First, you've got to open yourself up to potentially being hurt. Scary, I know, but that vulnerability can breed really strong connections. And secondly, even if you disagree with someone over politics, ideas, values, we can choose not to assume the worst. People come from different lived experiences, and that doesn't make them inherently less trustworthy. Learn more about what experts had to say about building trust at Vox.com.